Hi everyone, I'm your host Tess from Spellbinding, and you're listening to Everyday Witch, a show that helps you discover and unlock the magic within. Hello everyone, today's guest is Polly Pollock, and she empowers witchy women to break free from their limits, harness their power, and regain their sense of self. Thank you so much for being with us today. And if you could tell our listeners a little bit more about what you do and your journey that led you to where you are today.
Of course. Thank you so much again for having me. So I am Polly Pollock, also known as the Lazy Witch on Instagram, and I am a shadow work mentor and moon guide. And my area of specialty, I guess, is empowering women who feel a little bit disconnected from themselves, a little bit lost in life, a little bit disempowered, to really come back to self, really come back to their magic, and essentially live life as their authentic self. And the way we do this is using the moon, the wheel of the year, all of that really lovely nature-based witchy stuff as the guide.
That's awesome. Can you talk a little bit more about like using the wheel of the year to empower yourself?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the wheel of the year and the moon phases, I love as using the main tool in everything I teach, because essentially I feel like each turn of the wheel and each season astrologically kind of carries a different theme of life. So by the end of like 12 months, you know, by the end of the year, you've kind of covered every area of life, and then you keep following that year by year. You know, especially with the astrological seasons, you know, Aries season being about fire and confidence, Pisces season being about, you know, tapping into your subconscious, your intuition, your dreams, that sort of thing. So I feel like I just love working with the wheel and the astrological seasons, because I think it's just so useful to use in real life.
That's great. And right now we're in Aries season, so do you have any advice for that?
Yes. So I've been thinking a lot about Aries season. I'm actually just about to release a little something for Aries season. And it really, I feel like what we're going through in terms of all these eclipses that are happening, and we've just had one, and then we've got one happening on the 8th as well. We're in retrograde. It's definitely like, it's a whirlwind, this Aries season. So it can probably have us feeling a little bit all over the place, out of routine, a little bit like, what am I doing? But bringing it back to you, grounding back into your power, is kind of where it's at for Aries season. So a lot of fiery energy asking us to step into our worth and our confidence coming in, I think.
Yeah, I'm an Aries, and I feel like it's a chaotic energy, but it also is like, you can use that fire and your passion and just get a bunch of stuff done if you use it correctly.
Absolutely, definitely.
Do you have any tips for starting a healing journey, or like starting working with shadow work?
Yeah, so shadow work is, you know, I think my main mission with being in the shadow work space is to kind of bring it out of the shadows, I guess, and into the norm, because it can sound like a little bit of an elusive, scary phrase. And I know that some people like do get scared by the word shadow work. So bringing it back into the norm and just sort of going easy on yourself, letting yourself off the hook a little bit when you're first starting your shadow work and healing journey, and making it your own as well. Don't hold too much pressure on yourself, because I think a lot of people get into their healing journey and sort of probably take inspiration from someone else's healing journey and probably hold themselves to a lot of pressure. Same with shadow work. I mean, it's an ongoing journey, I think. So your healing journey is probably going to change so much. And really, we're on the healing journey forever. We really never stop. So there's a long way to go.
Yeah. I know you sort of just did, but can you break down like the term shadow work and where it comes from?
Yes. So shadow work, kind of to put it really bluntly, is kind of like self-spiritual therapy, I suppose, in a way. It's very much about going into the parts of yourself that you've repressed. That can be traits, like personality traits that you've maybe dulled down or, you know, hidden away because it's like inconvenient, quote unquote, for other people, or like you've been told that it's a bad trait when really it's like your personality. It's also about past experiences that you've repressed, in turn creating things like, you know, limiting beliefs, blocks, that sort of thing. It's a whole spiral when you get into it, but that's essentially what it is. And shadow work is the process of recognizing where you're at now, what you're struggling with now, where you're feeling blocked now, and tracing it back to where that comes from, essentially.
And another thing that you help people with besides shadow work, and I think this kind of goes hand in hand with shadow work, is like the witch wound. And can you talk more about the witch wound and how others can heal it?
Yeah, of course. And I think they do really go hand in hand, the witch wound and shadow work, so beautifully and unbeautifully at the same time, because it's chaotic. The witch wound is essentially, it's kind of like a spiritual wound and a modern day wound. I always say, like, I feel like we've got so much like stuff to unpack in the modern day with the witch wound, as well as, you know, tracing it back to where it all started and the generational trauma that kind of links up with the witch wound. Most people sort of think, oh, witch wound, that's like generational trauma, traces back to, you know, the witch trials. And, you know, while that very much is like a notable date and a notable event with where the witch wound comes from, I think the witch wound is really about the rise of the patriarchy in itself, which predates the witch trials. It goes way, way back, thousands of years. But essentially, it's this feeling within us that we need to hide our magic, that we need to hide our individuality, that we need to hide our power, that we need to be quiet. We don't want to stick our heads up above, you know, the sand. And it can leave us feeling really, really disempowered. So, you know, it does come especially from, you know, that notable 300-year period of where, you know, if we were expressive about our power and our magic, we'd be burnt at the stake. So it's, I mean, 300 years is a really long time, and there is a lot of like generations in there as it is. So I'm not surprised that it's still being passed down to us. But you know, even before that, it's definitely prevalent. But then we've got, you know, modern day trauma, which can really double up on that generational trauma and the witch wound that, you know, forces women to compete against each other. The feeling of inadequacy, the feeling of just feeling like you're floating and you just don't know what you're doing, because really you're not expressing your authenticity because you're trying to fit into a mold.
And like, what's the best way to get out of that or to heal that? Do you think like just like speaking up, speaking your truth, like starting to stand up for yourself is how you can start healing that?
Yeah, do you know, I actually think there's a lot that needs to happen in terms of the inner work, but I always think it's kind of easier but harder, but it makes more sense to do like the inner work first and then the actions will follow. And I think for some people, yes, that's true. But for me, it was like a case of, I'm going to start speaking up for myself now. I'm going to start just doing the things and doing the actions. And then the inner work was actually secondary to that, because it made me really look inwards. And because the more I was speaking up, the more fear was coming up for me. And then I was able to go into that fear in the shadow work. So I would kind of recommend doing it that way from my standpoint.
Yeah, I agree. But I understand that like some people really struggle with speaking up and getting to that point. But yeah, for me, it was the same way, like doing the action and then realizing it helped the inner work more. So,
yeah.
Do you think there's any myths about shadow work or just spirituality in general?
Yeah, I got a few myths about spirituality. I think shadow work, do you know what? I feel like it's hard to say with shadow work, because to me, it's, you know, although the original like theory of shadow work is like, I mean, 50, 60, 70 years old nearly, I think. I feel like it's still really new in terms of like the spiritual space. I feel like it's a relatively new concept still, or at least it's not like a popular concept. There's many people who, you know, message me and they're like, what is shadow work? You know, what is this thing? So it's definitely still new. So I don't have loads of myths about shadow work, apart from it doesn't have to be as scary as it sounds. Like inner work is like, it can feel scary because it's out of our comfort zone. It's out of our zone of familiarity. But as long as you choose to nurture yourself and really like you're sort of walking, I always give the advice of like acting like you're walking a child or a child version of yourself through the process and just being really nurturing to yourself, that makes it a lot like a different journey altogether. But then the self-nurture, the self-love also comes with practice, because that's not a natural thing for us to do in modern day, because we kind of have to unlearn all of the self-critique and everything. But in terms of spirituality, I think I have a no BS kind of vibe in terms of like my teachings, I guess. I always like to keep things really, really down to earth and really just in the real world. And I think there is a lot of spiritual bypassing that goes on, and a lot, and which obviously I don't love, because my whole thing is inner work and, you know, dealing with your emotions, dealing with yourself. So I think the myth about spirituality in terms of like the spiritual bypassing is like, I really don't like it when people say like, oh, your emotions don't matter. Like you just need to focus on like ascending and manifesting. And like, you just need to put your emotions to one side because they don't matter. And you're like this higher being. And like, no, we're humans who also have access to this higher wisdom. So you need to partner it up.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with shadow work is like, if you're all about the love and light aspect of spirituality, people don't want to acknowledge the shadow work because to them that's like negative and bad. So yes, it's like something that's bad because it's something that's negative.
Yeah, yeah. There is like definitely that. Oh yeah, that really sickly sweet love and light thing. Like, oh, you can't get angry. You can't, you know, let your emotions get a hold of you. And that to me is so bizarre because, yeah, it's the way you channel your emotions and it's the way that you, you know, use them. And I think you kind of got to have a hold of them a little bit, but you need to recognize them. You need to see them. And I always think it's funny with the don't get angry part, because female rage is so freaking powerful, and like I wouldn't be doing the work that I'm doing if I didn't have like oodles of female rage in me, but I channel it through my work, whereas I very much used to channel it by being angry when I was younger. So it always confuses me that part of spiritual bypassing, because it's such a powerful emotion that can be used for good.
Yeah, I think it's hard with like rage and anger too, because a lot of people don't see it as something that can be used or channeled in different ways, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that's it really. I think that the more you ignore those parts of you that want to come out, you know, that element of shadow work, you know, for me, I always just thought I was a gobby person. I was just like mouthy and, just loud. And, you know, I was always taught that. And I'm like, well, why? And when I started doing my shadow work, I was like, why am I loud? Why do I feel so passionate about things? Why do I feel the need to, you know, be the one to say things in social situations? And then, you know, more and more I dug into it, trying to find my purpose, eventually finding my purpose with my work, it all started to make sense. And I was like, ah, right. So, yeah.
Do you think, like, I don't know if you've seen on like TikTok and stuff, the like shadow work journals, do you think those help people with their shadow work journey?
Are those like the journal prompts that give you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they do. I think it's shadow work is, it's sort of like an individual journey, I think. And this is why I feel like it's so nice to do it, you know, by the astrological seasons and by the wheel of the year. And I think it is individual depending on what the main theme in your life is and the main area of shadow work that you want to go into. You know, some people it might be relationships, some people it might be, you know, money blocks, that's a huge one. Some people it might be self-worth. So I think the shadow work journals are good as a good starting point, because really in shadow work, we need to be asking ourselves so many questions. Obviously, I haven't seen the shadow work journals on TikTok, but I know that there are some out there. Really being inquisitive and just asking yourself questions is just a huge and simple part of shadow work, I think.
And how can people work with you? Like, I know that you do the ebooks and things like that. Do you do like one-on-one more mentorship as well?
Yes, so I do one-on-one mentorship, I do offer. However, my main sort of thing, my main way that you can work with me is through the Women Untamed membership, which used to be the Lazy Witch Coven, which has just switched names And that's a group membership, which is sort of like a mentorship membership, I guess. That's a little bit of a mouthful. In a group setting, we have live calls that we do every new and full moon. It's very shadow work heavy. Also very much allows you to sort of tap into your witchy side, but in a really simple and, I guess, non-fluffy way. And it follows the wheel, follows the moons, follows those themes of life. So it's a lovely community. I was just sort of thinking the other day, being inspired by the just hugely diverse range of women who are in there. And I have people in their 20s, I have people in their 50s and 60s. And I just think it's so beautiful that we have like all of the age groups there, and everyone just feels comfortable to grow together. And I love it. I'm in awe of the women. They're amazing.
That's amazing. How long have you like been doing that community for?
So I actually started it in October 2023. So it's been running for about half a year now, I think 6 months. God, that's the year's gone quick, hasn't it? About 6 months. So it's been growing and building since October 2023.
And how long is the membership for? Is it like a year membership, like with the wheel of the year?
It's ideally, I mean, like I would recommend staying on for a year so you can get the full benefit. However, it's not set in stone. So you can join and then you can cancel, you know, after a month if it's not for you. I don't like sort of lock people into a whole year if they don't want to be in there for a whole year. So it's a rolling membership.
That's cool. And the last question that I ask everyone is, what does magic mean to you?
So magic, what does magic mean to me? I think it's just power of self, really. I always say to people, like, you are the magic. And I think finding your own magic in, you know, your confidence, your sense of self, your worth, ultimately spills out into the external. And even when we're looking at witchcraft and that, you know, physical magic, I feel like the two have to go hand in hand. And work so beautifully hand in hand. So magic to me is just living as your most authentic, witchy, badass self, basically.
I love that. That's awesome. Okay, do you want to let our listeners know a little bit about where they can find you, where they can connect with you?
Yes, so I am on Instagram at The Lazy Witch Official, and then you can basically just find everything super easy through the link in my bio, and then you will just have all of the drop downs for the membership. I also release monthly bundles, so this one is the Aries Season Bundle. That's kind of similar to the ebooks, but the best place to find me and work with me is in the membership, which you can just find in the link in my Instagram bio.
And I will have all your links in the bio description for this episode as well. But thank you so much for being on the podcast. I had such a great time talking with you.
Thank you so much.